From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. More than 152,000 Indonesians received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine on Saturday, thereby bringing the count of fully vaccinated people to more than 13.92 million. The data from the central government showed that the number of people having received their first COVID-19 dose rose by more than 681,000 to reach over 31 million. The government is endeavoring to expedite the national vaccination program to attain herd immunity and handle the COVID-19 pandemic. To this end, the government is planning to vaccinate over 40 million people in the first and second phases of the national vaccination program. The use of fossil energy to usher in the fourth industrial revolution known as Industry 4.0 in Indonesia increases the production of carbon dioxide or CO2 and greenhouse gas emission. Emil Salim, a professor of University of Indonesia, stated on Friday that the use of fossil energy in several national development projects makes Indonesia the world's fifth largest carbon dioxide producers. As quoted by Antara, Salim called to swap the fossil energy-based development strategy with a renewable energy-oriented development strategy. The University of Indonesia professor noted that climate change due to the use of fossil energy leads to global warming, thereby increasing the sea levels. Consequently, several small islands will disappear in the future. Her Majesty Canadian ship HMCS Calgary is visiting Jakarta from July 1st to 3rd on its voyage in the Indo-Pacific region as part of projection operation. Canadian Ambassador to Indonesia Cameron McKay in his virtual statement said, although the COVID-19 pandemic has hit many countries in the world, he ensured the cooperation between Indonesia and Canada continues to grow stronger.
Yesterday, you may know, Canada Day, Canada's National Day, and a very important day for us here in Jakarta in particular, because for the first time in anyone's memory, it has been many, many years since a ship from the Royal Canadian Navy has visited port in Jakarta. It was on Canada Day that the HMCS Calgary entered port and had, I understand, a very warm welcome from their counterparts in the TNI and the Navy, and a nice escort into port. The ship is here for just a few days, including to get some supplies, etc. But we'll also be doing a small kind of a training exercise with the TNI Navy. It's called a PASSEX. The ships will be basically communicating with one another at sea to ensure that their communication systems are open and well understood by one another, so that if we ever need to cooperate for any reason, and it could, of course, be in a time of war, but more likely, I hope much more likely, a time of the need for some sort of humanitarian relief, disaster management, for example, we want to ensure that our two navies can communicate with one another. So that's one of the important things that will be done while the ship is visiting here.
During his visit, the warship HMCS Calgary conducted a joint exercise with the Indonesian Navy ship KRI Bung Tomo on Saturday. Let's move it on to the international news. Tokyo residents went to the polls on Sunday to pick members of its Metropolitan Assembly just 19 days before the Olympic Games began. as surveys showed Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga Liberal Democratic Party LDP was likely to win the vote. The capital's election in the shadows of the coronavirus pandemic will have little impact on the long-planned games, but is important as a bellwether for a lower house election that needs to be held by October. Suga's terms as party president will expire at the end of September, and a strong showing by his party in the Tokyo poll could help him clinch another term. The head of ruling party is practically set to become a prime minister in Japan. A slightly weakened ELSA was close to the southwestern peninsula of Haiti on Saturday, prompting tropical storm warnings for large swaths of Hispaniola, Cuba, and Jamaica. The U.S. National Hurricane Center NHC said an aircraft measures maximum sustained winds at 70 miles per hour. This downgraded ELSA to a tropical storm from a hurricane, which is defined as having winds at least 75 meters per hour. ELSA's south center was close to the southwestern peninsula of Haiti, according to the NHC. It was about 130 miles or 210 kilometers southwest port of Bronx. At 5 p.m. EST, ELSA was forecast to move near Jamaica and portions of eastern Cuba on Sunday, the NHC said. By Monday, ELSA could move across central and western Cuba and head toward the Florida Straits. Australia's New South Wales state recorded its biggest daily rise in COVID-19 infection this year, even as residents in several major cities across the country were released from snap lockdowns on Saturday. Sydney, the New South Wales state capital and home to a fifth of Australia's 25 million population, has been hit hardest in a flurry of outbreaks of the highly contagious Delta variant around the country over the past 2 weeks. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian reported 35 new cases, 29 of which were linked to previous cases. That eclipsed that 31 cases reported a day earlier, taking total infection under the current outbreak to more than 250. President Hassan Rouhani warned on Saturday Iran may face a fifth wave of COVID-19 infection as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus spread through the Middle East's worst-hit country. Iran, with a population of 83 million, has recorded 84,627 deaths from coronavirus, the highest toll in the Middle East. Health authorities have declared the capital Tehran and 91 other cities and towns as high-risk red zones, 30 more than a week ago. They are ordering internal travel restrictions, the closures of non-essential businesses, and limiting work attendance to 30% of employees in the capital. That was the news. President Joko Widodo on Thursday, July 1st, announced that the government had decided to implement an emergency community activity restrictions. This rule applies from July 3rd to July 20, 2021 on the island of Java and Bali.
Setelah mendapatkan banyak masukan dari para menteri, para ahli kesehatan, dan juga para kepala daerah, saya memutuskan untuk memberlakukan.
After getting a lot of input from ministers, health experts, and also regional heads, I decided to implement emergency communication activities restriction from July 3rd to July 20, 2021, specifically in Java and Bali. This will include restrictions on community activities that are more stringent than those that have been in effect so far. When delivering his statement at the Jakarta Presidential Palace, the president explained that the government had taken this decisive step in order to suppress the spread of COVID-19, which is growing very fast. He also said that the new variant of COVID-19 was a serious problem, not only in Indonesia, but also in a number of countries. The head of state also asked the public to be more disciplined in complying with the emergency community activities restrictions arrangement so that the spread of COVID-19 in the country can be overcome immediately. The president believes that the spread of COVID-19 in Indonesia can be immediately suppressed with good cooperation from all Indonesian people. He also asked the public to remain calm and vigilant and support efforts to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, the coordinating minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan stated that the government will implement the emergency community activity restrictions in Java and Bali in a firm and measurable manner. This commitment has also been agreed upon the regional heads who are included in the scope of the restriction. In this regard, he asked every government at the district or city, provincials, and central levels to examine the things that are being done.
Gubernur, Bupati, dan Wali Kota didukung penuh oleh TNI, Polri, dan Kejaksaan.
The governors, the regions, and mayors are fully supported by the TNI, Polri, and the Attorney General's Office in coordinating the implementation of the COVID-19 emergency community activities restriction. All integrated, the TNI, Polri, and the regional government should carry out strict supervision of the implementation of tightening community activities during the period of July 3rd to 2021. The pattern of operation in West Java and Bali, I think, can be seen clearly. So it is clear that the central level is doing what the provincials and also the district and city level is doing. It's clear who did what. In addition, Luhut also said that the government was prepared to handle the spike in COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. Luhut ensured that the availability of oxygen and the supply of medicines that were previously feared by the community could be maintained. In addition to handling COVID-19, through the emergency community activities restriction, the government has also taken policies for Indonesia's economic recovery. Luhut emphasized that the government had coordinated to increase the distribution of social assistance in order to protect the middle to lower economic community. Let's start today in history with July 4, 1927, when the PNI was founded. The Indonesian National Party, or PNI, was founded on July 4, 1927 in Bandung. The leader of the PNI is Sukarno. The birth of the party was motivated by the social and political situation in Indonesia at that time. The PKI rebellion in 1926 raised the spirit to form a new, stronger force in the face of the Dutch colonial government. The PNI's goal was an independent Indonesia with an ideology of nationalism. Its political activities were ultimately considered a threat by the Dutch government, so that PNI leaders were arrested and tried in 1929. Let's move on to July 4, 1946, when the Philippines became independent from the United States. The first Europeans to come to the Philippines island were a group of Spanish sailors under Ferdinand Magellan in 1521. Since then, the Philippines was a Spanish colony for three centuries. The increasing resistance of the Filipino people made Spain's power weaker. At the same time, Spain also lost the war to the United States. The Filipino people then continued to struggle to expel U.S. troops from their homeland. Finally, on July 4, 1946, the Philippines won its independence. Highlight today in history with July 4, 2001, the 352 Vladivostok accidents occurred. A Tupolev plane belonging to Vladivostok Airlines crashed while preparing to land at Irkutsk Airport. The plane planned to transit in Irkutsk before continuing on to its final destination in the port city of Vladivostok. A total of 133 passengers and 10 crew members were killed in the crash.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. This time, he was listening to our broadcast in Japanese. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your email. It has been forwarded to Japanese section. Keep listening and have a great day.So here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy! You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Member of the International Olympic Committee IOC from Indonesia, Erick Thohir, said Indonesia could be the second option in the voting during the 38th sessions of the IOC in Tokyo on July 21, 2021. The statement was made by Erick Thohir in a response to the IOC Executive Board's decision to propose Brisbane to host the 2032 Olympics after it was recommended by the Commission for the Host of the Future Olympics. However, according to Erick, this is only a suggestion because an absolute decision can only be confirmed if Brisbane wins the IOC vote in Tokyo on July 21st. Erick Thohir is the only Indonesian representative who has voting rights in the election process. Erick, who is also the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, said in a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday that it was not impossible that it would be like the 2018 Asian Games when Vietnam withdrew from the host and was replaced by Indonesia. According to him, that is one possibility that could happen in the 2032 Olympics. For that, Erick Thohir asked the General Chair of the Indonesian Olympic Committee to continue to prepare in fighting for Indonesia to host the Olympics and must continue to be aggressive in promoting it. Currently, Indonesia's candidacy has entered the continuous dialogue stage on its way to getting the status of hosting the 2032 Olympics, along with other Asian representatives, the unification of Korea and Qatar. According to Erick, Indonesia's journey in bidding could increase its level from continuous dialogue to targeted dialogue to become preferred host if Indonesia succeeds in organizing international events and championships scheduled to be held in the country, such as the FIBA Asia Cup 2021, FIBA World Cup 2032, and FIBA World Cup Under 20 2023. If Brisbane is not selected in the IOC session voting, the Olympic Host Commission will continue the nomination of other candidates by the same process. Apart from Brisbane and Indonesia, there are at least four other candidates who are also aiming to host the 2032 Olympics, namely Germany, Hungary, Qatar, and Korea unification.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Charles Harlich. Thank you for your email, sir. You can listen to Voice of Indonesia on our web www.voinews.id or by downloading the application RRI Play Go. You can also listen to us at the frequency 3325 kHz. Thank you and have a great day. As our appreciation, we will play another beautiful song.
Semua masa yang telah berlalu, waktu membawaku kembali di sini. Pengakuan segenap hatiku terlukis jelas hanya dirimu. Pernah ku ingkari sesama raja, hampa tanpa kamu tak bisa tinggalkanmu. Berulang kali ku terjebak rindu. Meski pernah menjauh, bayangan dirimu tak pernah bisa.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Edition of Indonesian Wonder will be introducing sompil, a local culinary delight from Central Java, which is very popular. This rice-based daily food has a distinctive taste and is usually served using banana leaves or thick leaves instead of plates. Sompil is usually served with lodeh dish with young papaya as the main ingredients, but sometimes can be replaced with young jackfruit, long beans, and tolo beans. The typical sompil usually has a spicy taste and is served combined with urap, which is boiled vegetables added with spicy grated young coconut. The side dishes that usually added are fried salted fish, puli crackers and eggs, or other side dishes according to taste. Though it looks simple, sompil has a delicious taste. The hallmark of sompil is its very soft texture that is different from most rice cakes in general. Sompil can be found in all corners of the city of Tulungagung from morning to night. According to the Tulungagung cultural experts, Ndin Didi Handoko, in the past, sompil was made as a provision for residents who wanted to travel long distance. But over time, sompil, which is increasingly popular in the community, is also produced for people who have to work in the rice fields, gardens, or fields far from their homes. Today, sompil is known as an everyday food. There are no specific guidelines for serving sompil. Some places add soy powder on top. For those of you who are culinary lovers and happen to be in Indonesia, if you are curious about the unique taste of sompil, just find time to come to Tulungagung. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Now we will reply another email from our listener Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello sir, how are you today? Thank you for visiting our website voinews.id. It's our appreciation. We'll play another beautiful song for you and other our listeners throughout the world. Keep listening and have a great day.
Saat aku sendiri, hanya kau yang mengerti. Dunia tak pahami sedalam yang kau teliti. Kau melihat aku bagai nirmala, tak pernah ada yang bisa, tak pernah ada yang bisa. Kau hiraukan sisi gelap hidupku, tak pernah ada yang bisa, hanya kamu yang bisa meredam. Dunia tak pahami, hanya kau yang mengerti. Kau melihat aku bagai nirmala, tak pernah ada yang bisa, tak pernah ada yang bisa. Kau hiraukan sisi gelap hidupku, tak pernah ada yang hanya kamu yang bisa meredamku. Dunia tak pahami, tak ada yang pahami, hanya kau yang mengerti. Kau melihat aku bagai nirmala, tak pernah ada yang bisa, tak ada yang bisa. Kau hiraukan sisi gelap hidupku, tak pernah ada yang bisa, hanya kamu yang bisa meredamku.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken.
Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Students of the 10 November Institute of Technology ITS Surabaya East Java came up with an innovative urban vehicle design that is environmentally friendly. The design of the car is named iDeor, which focuses on the design of the electric compact SUV vehicle. This idea was initiated by the SAK Molina ITS team to answer the health problems of the urban environment and the high level of stress due to the hustle and bustle of the urban environment. According to team leader Muhammad Haikal Shafi, the iDeora was designed using engineering principles in terms of mechanics, electricity, as well as exterior and interior design, so that the car can become an everyday urban vehicle. Haikal, through a press release on Thursday, said that the iDeora can be a vehicle to relieve fatigue on weekends because it is safe and comfortable to use. Declared as a solution for Indonesia in 2030 or for the existing environmental problems, the theme of this electric compact SUV is a new idea that does not yet exist in Indonesia. Haikal said that through this work, his team wanted to make a breakthrough in the world of electric vehicle research in Indonesia. The SAK Molina ITS team unites engineering and art together to produce superior works. This design is carried out in terms of chassis or frame, body, interior, engine safety, and power control system.
Punya kekasih hati. bersama sehidup semati, temani aku di sini. Namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersama. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di baqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I present to you a song by Firza. As working from home became a norm, a singer whose full name is D. Muhammad Devirza continues to be productive. Firza released a song titled Bayangmu on March 19, 2021. This song tells about a special person who can understand, interpret the meaning of life for Firza and will never be forgotten by him. This song is a compilation of all the words of Firza as a songwriter and singer. Listener, here is Firza with the song Bayangmu.
Terima kasih.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kaulah yang pertama menjadi cinta, tinggallah kenangan. Berakhir lewat bunga seluruh cinta. Bunga terakhir ku persembahkan.
jadi cinta tinggallah
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku cinta padamu, terlalu sayang kepadamu. Maaf di matamu, tak mungkin ku lukai hatimu. Kala ku lihat janji di hatiku, tak mungkin ku tinggalkan dirimu. Karena kaulah yang terindah.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.